I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 42 degrees, KSL's top story. Governor Cox is vowing to get thousands of unused doses of the vaccine to stay in Utah from a federal partnership with Walgreens and CVS. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz with that.
Governor Cox says there are around 26,000 unused doses from a federal partnership with the pharmacies that was set up to vaccinate state's long-term care facilities. So it's the federal government who's in charge of those doses, and Governor Cox says he wants to keep them in Utah.
It's going to happen. We're going to make it happen, willingly or not. It's going to happen.
He says the feds are willing partners in getting those doses in arms. The health department says Saturday is the estimated timeline for all of the first doses to be given to Utah's long-term care residents, and once they know exactly how many are left, they'll negotiate to redistribute those to other providers. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The big question is, should second doses be used as first doses to speed up the process?
If we had done a test group with just first doses and then a test group of second doses, we could have seen the differences there, but that never happened. And so the healthcare experts are recommending that we not make that change right now.
He says the state will release second doses if the person doesn't show up to get them within 7 days of when they should get it. KSL News Time 3:32. The Utah Department of Health is reporting nearly 2,100 new positive cases of COVID this afternoon. The agency says there are 529 people currently hospitalized. 30 more Utahns have died from COVID. To date, more than 193,000 vaccine doses have been administered. Senator Mike Lee says President Biden shouldn't reopen the can of worms when it comes to Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante, the national monuments, at least not without input from local leaders. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with that.
All of Utah's federal delegation put their name on the letter to the president saying land management decisions have been done to Utah, not with Utah. Senator Mike Lee tells KSL using the Antiquities Act would make it impossible for the president to honor his promise of unity.
Here it's being used in a particularly nasty way.
In his monthly address, Governor Spencer Cox says he's glad it wasn't an automatic reversal of President Trump's order.
That really is the next step, is sitting down our team and the Biden administration's team.
But the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition says they want the borders restored to what President Obama declared. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
President Biden signed 10 executive orders today targeting the pandemic. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president's actions aimed at slowing the spread of coronavirus and ramping up vaccinations. He says his COVID plan rivals anything they've done after some of the nation's worst natural disasters.
We're in a national emergency, and it's time we treat it like one, together with a national plan as the United States of America.
President Biden ordering all foreign travelers to get COVID tested before flying to the U.S. Other orders include speeding vaccine production, freeing disaster relief money, and working better with local governments to get vaccines out faster. Both houses of Congress today have passed a waiver allowing retired General Lloyd Austin to serve as defense secretary. The retired four-star general retired from the Army in 2016 and is short of the required time outlined in the National Security Act, which requires commissioned officers to be out of service for 7 years before taking a civilian post. And the remains of three New York National Guard members have been recovered from the scene of a fiery helicopter crash near Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Chief Deputy Michael Fowler says the guard members were transported with an escort from police and fire trucks.
The community took notice. They came out of their homes. They stood on the side of the road with flags, saluting.
The Black Hawk medical evacuation helicopter went down in a farm field Wednesday night during a training flight. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
On Capitol Hill in Washington, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll be talking with House impeachment managers soon about the timing of a Senate trial for President Trump.
We had to wait for the Senate to be in session. They've now informed us they're ready to receive. The question is, are there questions about how a trial will proceed?
Pelosi is waiting to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate until an organizing resolution is completed. She took a similar stance on former President Trump's first impeachment trial. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill are now defending former President Trump's words in the lead-up to the Capitol siege.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy telling reporters he doesn't believe Trump is responsible for the violence on January 6.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Earlier this month, McCarthy argued on the House floor that Trump does bear responsibility for the violence at the Capitol. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Washington.
Harriman High School's moving to online learning after too many COVID cases. Harriman currently has 31 positive cases. Students will start with virtual learning tomorrow, and they'll come back to the classroom on February 1st. KSL News Time 336. Ricky Meese, how's the rush?
Freeways look good, but we do have a new crash in Weber County, westbound Riverdale Road at about 12th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, thanks, Ricky. Coming up, the first big problem for Joe Biden's security team. My minute of news is on the way next.
Red and white.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.